Hey guys, this is Ben Arkell with PassiveAutomation.com. Wanted to share a principle that I've learned as a parent. and it's the principle of being a rock and not a domino. Now, my kids, typically one child will do something to another which will cause the other to do something in retaliation. And when they're scolded, their response is, "But they did this first." And after hearing that over and over and over and over and over, I found one day a quote, and it was a principle of talking about being a rock and not a domino. So instead of letting the actions of other people lead to your reaction, being a rock, and no matter what the outside forces are compelling you to do or not, you are remain solid. The current trend that I see in the affiliate marketing online business space, a lot of people are shifting to, hey, you gotta start your own agency, hey, you gotta do this, hey, you do that, hey, there's no such thing as passive income, you don't have time to wait around for the money, you gotta get money now. The fastest way to get money now is through an agency, so you need to get clients and build their sales funnels and web pages for them. And it's very easy to get swayed with every wind of doctrine, as the Bible says. Doctrine, in this case, doctrine of businesses. And someone the other day was talking about, yeah, there's no such thing as passive income. If you wait a year, everything dies. So the true passive income is not that no work is required. True passive income is that if you lay a foundation and you have systems in place, then on a go-forward basis, it will require minimal effort to bring in revenue, okay? So let me give you an example. Again, I have a website called toshare.com. My other one is passiveautomation.com. I'm trying to do the same things on passiveautomation.com that I did on calledtoshare.com, the same basic principles, okay? But basically, on my other website, this past week, I spent about 30 minutes to an hour writing an article, and then I was able to post it and then put it in a newsletter and share it on some sites. And I was able to generate $400 in 2 days. Actually, I think three days. So the work on my end was, you know, a little over an hour. And then after that point, for the next couple days, and still now, I mean, every day I'm getting not a ton of that particular article, but the effort was minimal. And, you know, like for example, on a Sunday, I woke up and I made $30 from that article. And that's not huge, but that's just one piece. And so the current forecast is, hey, start an agency, you know, do this. But my whole goal in creating a passive income is to not have a boss. And I want to be my own boss. If I have an agency, if I'm doing consulting, instead of having one boss, I'll have 20 bosses, right? Because everyone I'm working for, I need to get results for them. If I don't, they're going to fire me. And that just is not appealing to me at all. So this podcast message is for anybody who truly wants that passive income through affiliate marketing, okay? You want to build the system. You want to publish content on YouTube, on a blog, on a podcast. You want to set up systems to capture emails and leads, and then you want automated email that goes out and presents offers and tells a story and helps people in their businesses. For those of you who are in that boat, don't give up on that dream, okay? Don't be swayed by every wind of change or what other people are doing. Don't be a domino and just shift course and stay the course, put your head down, keep working, keep producing content, keep building a library, keep building your online real estate, and then eventually what will happen something's gonna trigger. One of these articles you're doing, one of these videos is gonna, it's gonna go big. My daughter's YouTube channel, she kept publishing and publishing and publishing and publishing for a couple years, and one day she put a video out just that she shot in her front room, had zero budget, and it has over 5 million views. But then that catapulted her YouTube channel from 10,000 subscribers to like 60 in a couple days, and led her to get her silver play button for reaching 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Okay, guys, Ben Arkell, PassiveAutomation.com. Hope you found some value in this. Hope it gives you some motivation to keep going and not be swayed by what others are doing, because that is a very hard thing to overcome, especially in the online business world. We will talk to you guys next time.